Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. This is your host, Mary Margaret Denholm, and it's a pleasure to be here today. Now, we have many callers on the line, and usually I end up doing our clearing prayer for each one. So for those of you on the line and for those of you at home, if you would like a clearing, a healing, the release of your negative energies, your negative emotions, then I would ask you to repeat this prayer with me after Janie says it, okay? Janie, whenever you're ready, and say it with your heart, say it from your spirit. That is where the power comes from.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
All entities and energies that are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of these be released, removed, and neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency.
Disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing light or leave.
To divine love or divine healing light or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity.
Remove all obstacles and blockages to our spiritual clarity.
And higher purpose.
And higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my field.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am to the highest spiritual vibration.
Align and regenerate all that I am to the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
Gently imprint upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
As I regenerate all that I am to the highest frequency.
Of love, prosperity.
Of love, prosperity.
Good health in my most sacred destiny.
Good health in my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now. All right,
you
everyone,
take three,
and take three deep breaths. So sorry. The first breath tells every cell in your body that something's happening, because this happens, the healing happens on the cellular level. The second actually starts to release that which is the nature of the invocation. And the third seals your new law in. You know, in this case with the clearing prayer, your electromagnetic field may have been fractured. Anytime you have trauma, your electromagnetic field, which is the protection of the Creator, could have been fractured, and anything could come in and out. Does your mood ever change in an instant? That's a sign that you could have an entity coming into your field. Now, if you have said this prayer, or if you haven't, you may want to go back and listen to this. If you have said this prayer, your electromagnetic field, your mental body, your emotional body, all 100%. And you're clear, and you will just start to gently release now all those things that have been a problem in this lifetime. All right. Now, we have many callers, but I want to say first, for all of you, if you would be interested in, say, a tarot reading or a healing, and sometimes there's a lot of crossover there with me, or if you would be interested in learning tarot the preliminary classes would be tarot and the healing ministry. If you're interested in that, then call us at 513-289-2914 or send us an email to REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, DENHOLM, at AOL.com. All right. All right. Janie, you have a caller for us?
We do. We have Nathaniel calling back in, and he'd like to talk to you about a healing.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you, dear?
Oh, good.
Good.
How are you?
Did you do the clearing prayer with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Great. Now, those invocations work by the power of your spirit, and the more you say, the more you're clear, and the more you can focus on your life. What would you like to work on today?
Myself, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, usually after we do the clearing prayer, And I'm not a cookie cutter type person. But what I'd like to do is check the frequency of your heart, frequency of your liver, and see where we are here, and the immune system. Okay? Now, the heart has an efficiency of 92%, which means it could be better. The liver has an efficiency, and I use muscle testing when I do this. The liver has an efficiency of 95, so it's good, but it's not optimum. The immune system is 91. So what we want to do is boost the systems of the body. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's boost your energy. Are you doing something that lowers your energy?
I don't know.
Any bad habits or anything?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. All right, this is what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to look at, we've got the heart and the heart chakra. Okay? And secondly, we have the liver, and the liver has its own chakra. And then the immune system, which is really governed by your thymus gland. Those are the three things we're going to work on today, and I think you'll feel better after we do this. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
When you pray or when you meditate, who do you pray to or who do you connect with in meditation?
Jesus.
Do you say Jesus? Jesus? Okay. All right. All right. Nathaniel, put your hand on your heart.
Which hand?
It doesn't matter. Either hand. And repeat after me. And for all those out in the listening to this, you may want to repeat it for yourself, because the heart and the liver and the immune system are really, I would say, one of the most important. This could really help some of you. All right, Nathaniel, repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I now command. And give my permission. Gently clear my heart and liver chakras.
Gently clear my heart and liver chakras.
And the chakra of my thymus gland.
And the chakra of my thymus gland.
Which rules the immune system.
Take a deep breath.
What, dear?
Is that the neck, the thymus?
No, thymus is right over your heart, just above your heart.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's okay. Now, take a deep breath. I further command that my liver and heart and my thymus are gently cleared now for optimum health. Align and regenerate my heart and liver.
Align and regenerate my heart and liver.
And my thymus gland. To the perfection. Of the cosmic template of my most high self. My body is strong.
my body is strong.
And I am healthy.
And I am healthy.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take those three deep breaths. And then I want you to continue listening because I hope to get to the prayer for angelic deliverance today. And I think that's going to be a prayer that will really resonate with you, okay? Nathaniel, thank you so much for calling.
No,
call in again. Thank you, dear.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Janie. How are we doing?
Yes, good. Next we have Patricia from Alabama, and she's just looking for a message from Spirit.
All right. All right. Patricia.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. How are you, dear?
You're so well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be doing Blog Talk because I really love this. So you just want a message? Nothing in particular?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing in particular, just whatever I need to know.
All right. You know I have Kimberly here, too. Kimberly will have something, too. So, Kimberly, why don't you go first, dear?
Okay. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you.
Hi. The first image that came in is Divine Spirit showed me a suitcase where you are going to have an opportunity to take a trip within the next couple of months with a female friend or maybe a relative or something. And this trip is going to be very beneficial for you, and it's for your highest good, Patricia, to go on this trip. There's something really important about this trip. You might feel like you might not want to go, but please really consider about going on this trip when it is offered up for you to go. And I'll just leave that with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. All right, Patricia, dear, are you with someone right now? Are you married or with a significant other?
No, I haven't been in a relationship for 3 years, a serious relationship, but I do have someone that I've been friends with for almost 2 years that we did take it to a intimate level, but we haven't decided to. I would like to take it to some more serious, but I'm just not sure about him. Kind of like on the fence about it. He was ready a year or so ago, and I wasn't because I was still dealing with that past relationship.
So now
I'm ready, and he's sort of on the fence, so I don't know.
All right. Well, let me say this.
Anything?
Let me say this, honey. If it is him, you still have to wait another 6 months. If the person I'm seeing is not him, in about 6 months, you're going to meet somebody, and you'll know why the delay in everything with this other gentleman. So just be patient. Just be patient and see how this plays out. And thank you so much for calling Blog Talk today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Call back. Let us know how you're doing.
I sure will. God bless.
Okay, Janie. Anyone else? Janie? Hello?
She might be in the green room, Reverend Mary Margaret, screening.
Hold on. Let me see what we got here.
I'm back.
Are you back?
What can I do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have another caller?
Are you
in chat?
Another caller?
Yeah. Are you
in
chat?
I'm also in the chat. Yeah,
okay.
I'm in
everybody,
there. Nobody's in there quite yet.
anybody who might be interested in being in our chat room with Janie, she's in the chat room whenever she's not handling the calls of this show. Go ahead, Janie.
We ready for the next caller then? Yeah?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, we have Tim who's working on some abundance and was looking for a message. I'm going to connect him now. Tim from New York.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
Thanks for taking my call.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Prosperity. Do you feel that you've got some blockages? That it just doesn't quite make it sometimes?
Yes. So I've been asking for my spirit guides for assistance on a daily basis and trying to ground.
Okay, did you do the clearing prayer?
No, I do not have the clearing prayer. I think I sent an email previously. I don't know if I got it back or maybe I have the wrong email address, but...
Okay, then we're going to have... We'll clarify that. But if you got on later and didn't do the clearing prayer, then we have to do the clearing prayer now. Okay?
Okay.
And Janie will do it with us. Janie will do it with us, and then I'll say it with you. We have to...
Okay.
What happens is, Tim, any kind of trauma, whether you fell off your bike, had you have surgery, had you have dental work, anything like that, any kind of trauma fractures your electromagnetic field, which is the protection of the Creator. And then you don't have really the energy to attract all of the prosperity you would like to attract. So we'll do the clearing prayer, and then we're going to do the prosperity prayer. And Janie, I don't know how much time you're going to have in that chat room today. Are you there, Janie? You ready?
I am. You ready for the clearing prayer? Sure.
Tim, let me ask Tim. Tim, are you the one that requested the clearing prayer?
Nope, I did not.
Okay, all right. There was a Tim that requested the clearing prayer. Oh, and the other thing is, if Tina is listening, her message was very choppy, and I couldn't hear her. She is interested in a session. She's interested in church, and she's interested in classes. So, Tina, please contact me, and when you leave the message, slow down. Thank you, dear. All right, Tim, we're going to do that clearing prayer, and then we're going to do the prosperity prayer, okay?
Okay.
And then you can get copies of these. After we're finished, I'll give you some email, an address, and a phone number, okay?
You got it. No problem.
All right. Okay, Janie, anytime you're ready, dear.
All right. Tim, when you pray do you pray to Jesus or do you have someone specific?
Jesus is fine.
All right, perfect. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I'm
going to be quiet. Just repeat after Janie. It'll be less confusing, honey.
Okay. I now invoke. By the power of the God spark within me.
By the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I have created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released.
Be now evicted, released.
And removed.
And removed.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed.
All energies of these be released, removed.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of false gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal. And all similar energies. Projected upon me. Be now released, removed, and neutralized. Gently change all unhappiness, pain. Disease dependency. Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies. To divine love and divine healing light. Or leave. Remove all obstacles and blockages. To my spiritual clarity and higher purpose. Surround and support all fields and bodies. With a grid of golden crystalline energy. Sacred love and sacred truth. Heal me. Repair all fractures in my field. And strengthen me as I release all trauma. And all negative energies and emotions. Align and regenerate all that I am. To the highest spiritual vibration. As the cosmic template of my most high self. Gently imprint upon my physical template. The perfect healthy programming. For this present time. And for my most evolved self. As I regenerate all that I am. To the highest frequency of love, prosperity. Good health. In my most sacred destiny. I align to the highest and the best of all that I can be. So be it done. So be it done now. Yes. You want to take 3 deep breaths.
All right, and Tim, we're going to do the prosperity prayer for you now. And anybody that is sitting on the lines here, hopefully you did the clearing prayer with us. Now we're going to do the prosperity prayer. I'm sending you energy. I am legally blind, so I cannot read the prayers. But I am sending you each energy, healing energy, to assist in your search for real prosperity. And then we'll talk about how you can get the prayers. Go ahead, Janie.
Sure. By the power and authority of Jesus. In the most holy divine spirit. I now command as full permission. For all blockages, obstacles. In all energies that may interfere. with my creating, accepting.
With my creating, accepting.
And the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Be now gently changed.
Be now gently changed.
To the energy of prosperity.
To the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance.
And spiritual abundance.
Or gently be lifted, released.
Or gently be lifted, released.
And removed.
And removed.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Place the energy of divine love.
Place the energy of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth.
Security, love.
Security, love.
Happiness, excellent health.
Happiness, excellent health.
Vitality and time.
Vitality and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self.
All are aligned to my higher self.
And my most sacred destiny.
And my most sacred destiny.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Very good. You want to take 3 deep breaths after that.
Thank you so much, Janie. Now, Tim, or anyone that is listening, the clearing prayer should be said when you feel, maybe every few days at first. For prosperity, okay. The prosperity prayer should be said daily, so it keeps you in that frame of mind. And if you would like these prayers, we have many, many prayers, but these two are really important for you. You please just send Janie an email at REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N is in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. And then we'll get copies of these prayers to you electronically. Now, if you want a personal appointment, if you want to talk about the church we do on Sunday nights, anything like that, call me at 513-289-2914. 513-289-2914. 2914. And as I said before, I'm going to put a class together for the healing ministry and tarot. So if anybody's interested in that, do let me know. It'll take me a while to get things put together. Now, you know, Kimberly's here from Pittsburgh. I wonder if she, you know, I saw for you, Tim, not a promotion or anything else, but a change, a good change in your profession, your employment.
Okay.
Coming early next year, more like March. For right now, you need to stay put. But let's see what Kimberly has. Kimberly, do you have anything for Tim?
I do, and I'm really laughing here, Tim, and I'm not laughing at you because I've had some issues with things myself. Do you have a love for shoes? Yes?
I do.
Do you buy a lot of shoes? Tennis shoes.
As of late,
shoes.
Yes. I bought a lot of sneakers in this pandemic.
Right, because Divine Spirit's saying, in a kidding way, please know, maybe if you stop buying so many shoes, you know, because I see them all lined up there. It's almost like, you know what, you really don't need any more shoes. I did this with a Mercedes-Benz. It's a whole long story that kind of was messing with my prosperity. So I'm just going to say, Divine Spirit is saying, wear out all those shoes first, please, before you buy any more, okay? Do you understand this, Tim?
Yes, I do.
And I'm kind of joking around with you, but you really do have an abundance of shoes there. You know, a lot of guys are like this with the sneakers.
Kimberly, yeah. I think
that
there's something
true.
More to this, too, Tim. There's some symbology here where just like the new job, the new employment isn't until next year, right now you're at a place in your life where you have to complete things before you can move on. And I want you to keep that in the front of your mind. There's things you have to complete at work. There's things you have to complete as far as your home, your family, your spirit. And that is most important before you can really move on to this, I'd say, a fantastic new job in I'd say, March or April of next year.
Okay, got it. I will keep
all
that
right
in mind.
Here. All right, keep us
thank
in,
so
keep, us
much,
in yeah. keep in touch, dear. Keep in touch, and let's get
you
those
good
trips.
Good luck, Tim.
Thank
and
you
Tim,
very much.
Remember, always say to yourself, I have plenty. And when you doubt that, look at all the shoes. Know you have plenty, okay, my man?
Okay, you got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
All right, Janie. And who's next, dear?
We have Donna up next. Donna is calling from California. She's just looking for a reading.
Hi, Donna. How are you, dear?
Good, thank you. And I want
right.
to know also about the finances getting better. And, because sometimes I've been
about what getting better, honey?
The money situation, too.
Okay. All right. Did you do the prosperity prayer and the clearing prayer?
No. I have to go back and listen to the archive.
Okay. Go back and listen to it and try to say those as often as possible. Call and get the hard copy. And you'll have more information about me and the church and everything else. But the reason that you haven't had a lot of prosperity is you haven't taken charge of it. They say that you act like, okay, whatever's coming to me, it comes to me. And the energy is there, but you're not grasping it. And that's where the prosperity prayer is going to be so important. Now, if you can continue doing the clearing prayer, the prosperity prayer, and the other prayers that we're doing, we can get your energy to a point where you're going to feel a higher vibration. You're going to feel that you can attract prosperity and other things. So you do that. Now, for me, I don't see it this year, but come like April or May next year, you have an increase in finances, increase in money, okay? But you really worked at it too. You for right now, you don't. Sometimes you don't believe you deserve it. What's causing that? Is that a childhood thing?
It must be. Yeah, from my dad.
Yeah,
it wasn't very nice.
That would do it. That would do it. So we've got to remove that. When you do the clearing prayer, I want you to remove that. I want you to specifically remove that. And just like Kimberly added before, I have plenty. I have plenty. And there's no second guessing this, because you want to bring in the highest and the best. And then, you know, we're going to bring our church onto Blog Talk in a few weeks, Divinity Spiritual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, why don't you call Janie, or you know what, just send her an email to REVM
what
Denholm.
What is it again? What's the email?
R R-E-V for Reverend.
Uh-huh.
M-M for Mary Margaret.
Uh-huh.
And my last name is Denholm, D-E-N-H-O-L-M at AOL.com.
Okay.
And then Janie will get you whatever prayers you request.
Oh,
and what
you.
I would say, Donna, is just listen to the show. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. And I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing it so that people learn how they can change their lives. And you can change your life, dear. You're a very, very sensitive woman. And
yeah.
You have the possibility for many gifts. And I will tell you, I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
I'm the teacher. So stay tuned. Listen to the other shows, the Prosperity Prayer and the Matrix of Illusion especially. Okay? I'll explain
okay,
the Matrix of Illusion.
Let me just reiterate
show.
Real quick. REVMMDENHOLM at AOL.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, and just keep listening, keep calling in, but it's time to work on yourself. You can't just let it happen. We're way past that.
You're so right.
I mean,
yeah.
You're the creator of your prosperity. You're the creator of everything in your life, and I will help you. And there's so many prayers we have. There's so many things. When we do church on Sunday, we have a healing circle. We have all kinds of things that are really, really cool. So just stay tuned. I will let you know when we're coming to Blog Talk.
Oh,
now, Kimberly, do you have anything?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great. I
yes.
was on Blog Talk a long time
yes,
ago,
I...
but I got sick. Go ahead, hon.
Okay, Donna, I just want you to hear this a quick minute. It seems like you might have an unhealthy female relationship going on with a female friend. It almost seems like it's a codependent relationship that's not for your highest good. That doesn't mean that you don't have anything to do with this person anymore, but you might want to keep this person at arm's length. It's almost like this relationship has served its purpose, but it's almost like this person might have a little bit too much power over you or something, and I'm not liking how that feels. Do you understand this, Donna?
No, yeah, totally, and I did drop that person. I got her out of my life. Yeah, it was toxic. It wasn't good at all.
Good.
Very good. Paying attention to that, Donna.
Good confirmation. Okay, good. Good luck to you.
And Donna, hey. For you and anybody listening, we're going to work on things. Every time we do this, we're going to work on things that can help you daily life, help you with all kinds of prosperity. But you've got to take charge because your spirit has the power. Your spirit has the power. Now, I have to apologize for those of you that are hanging on the line. We have to do the prayer of angelic deliverance. Okay, we're going to put that on this show, and let me say this. All of us, we have angels and guides. They will not intervene on our behalf unless we tell them to. That's what I mean. You have the power. You just have to learn how to use the power. The angelic deliverance is for your safety, your protection, your the best of all that can be. So I want you to listen and say it with me. I'll say it with you. Janie's going to say it first. As I said, I'm legally blind. I cannot read it. Okay? Janie, whenever you're ready.
By the power and the authority of the divine creator.
By the power and the authority of the divine creator.
The sacred source of all that is.
The sacred source
of all that is.
Within
oh,
all
she's
that
saying
I
it, honey, so I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. Oh, you can say it. You say it. You go ahead and say it.
Go ahead, Janie.
The sacred source of all that is.
The sacred thought of all that is?
The sacred source of all that
source.
is.
Okay, the sacred source of all that is.
Within all.
Now, I'm giving you energy, Donna. I'm giving you energy as
we
do this.
Okay.
Okay, and anybody on the line, if you say this prayer, I'm giving you healing energy. Go ahead, Janie.
Within all that I am.
Within all that I am.
Free from all resistance.
Free from all resistance.
And all interference.
And all interference.
To my most sacred path.
To my most sacred path.
I invoke the law of freedom.
I invoke the law of freedom.
And my free will choice of peace.
And my free will choice of peace.
Truth and justice.
Truth and justice.
I align to my sacredness.
I align to my sacredness.
And my birthrights of health, happiness.
And my birthrights of health, happiness.
Love, prosperity.
Love, prosperity.
And freedom.
And freedom.
Angels of peace surround and support my energies.
Angels of peace surround and support my energies.
My life and my freedom.
My life and my freedom.
Deliver me from all distress.
Deliver me from all distress.
Distraction and from the ill intent of others.
Distraction and the ill intent of others.
Bring to my consciousness.
Bring to my consciousness.
Higher awareness and spiritual truth.
Higher awareness and spiritual truth.
I am alive within my spiritual nature.
I am alive within my spiritual nature.
As an expression of my divinity.
As an expression of my divinity.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth.
Deliver all of humanity and Mother Earth.
From conflict and hatred.
Say again, please.
From conflict and hatred.
From conflict and hatred.
Bless us with divine light.
Bless us with divine light.
Divine truth, divine love.
Divine truth, divine love.
And divine freedom.
And divine freedom.
Angels of peace protect us.
Angels of peace protect us.
And bring us peace, tranquility, and harmony.
And bring us peace, tranquility, and harmony.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
All right, and take those three deep breaths. Now, let me tell you, each one of you, these prayers come directly from who I call Divine Spirit. And Divine Spirit is the Creator on the seventh dimension. We have Prime Creator on the fifth dimension, Jesus' Father. And we have Divine Creator on the seventh dimension. So I channeled Divine Spirit to get these prayers. So they're very precious to me. I believe it's just time that we looked at our spirit and the power that is available to us. We do not have to be victims or martyrs, and maybe next week we'll do the prayer to release victim and martyr energy, because that's huge. That's a huge conflict and a huge blockage to prosperity and anything you might want. Now, hold on. I think we have time for one more, Dean.
Okay, we have a few hanging on, but right up now we have Kay from Georgia.
Hey, Kay. Hello. Thank you for taking the call. I just wanted to say a couple of weeks ago I chatted in on the post, the chat forum, asking about a job. Wasn't sure if I should go because I was waiting for another one. Just wanted to let you know I did have the interview as you instructed, and I wanted to...
I got a call today that I'm moving forward, and the next call sounds like it will just be with HR to get the probably the position offered to me. So, one, thank you so much for that.
Congratulations,
but my question,
dear.
Thank you. Because I was a little concerned about it. I wasn't really sure about it because my heart desire was the other position. But you said go forth anyway. And
right.
I did. Thank you.
And I will tell you that I love when people come back and say this happened or whatever. But, yeah, you know,
whatever
we can do here, we're just trying to help people. We're just trying to help people.
And you can see
how you have the power to change your life. But if you get locked into a certain energy, you're blocking yourself.
Exactly, and that's what you said, because like I said, I typed in the chat and you said still go forward, because the other one, it may not even come for a year or so. So I went ahead. My question now is, I hope I didn't lowball myself with the position. And I guess, as I'm saying this to you, it's like, okay, if God is opening up the door, I know he's not going to let it not be right.
Right.
And my question really is, will the salary be what? Will it be a very good salary? Because when I was looking, because I didn't even really pay close attention to the job, it was just how divinely it was supposed to be. I didn't even pay close attention to the salary. So I hope I didn't lowball
myself. I think you're going to be really surprised at how much it is. This has been so divinely guided.
It's going to be
more than you expect. Really,
okay.
It'll be more than you expect here.
Really? Thank you so much for listening to the show and letting us help you. I had to call back and let you know that I followed your word and I heard what you said. And in that moment, I'm like, you know, that deep breath, like, that's not what I wanted to hear. But I understand.
I remember that.
Certainly what I need to know. So I'm grateful.
I am grateful.
Thank you. You're so worth it.
Just know that you are
Thank
so
you.
Worth it. Just continue saying the clearing prayer and the prosperity prayer.
And then any of the other prayers,
just say it. See how they feel. If you have any
I
questions,
I was just
drop
repeating
it,
the prayer
you know.
Just now. I was repeating
and then
that
do,
prayer, so thank you.
And then if you want a hard copy of anything, then you're going to drop me an email, and Janie will take care of you.
Wonderful. Blessings to you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much, dear. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Time for one more, dear.
Okay. We have Melvin calling. He is also calling from Georgia.
Oh, Georgia's full of light this afternoon, huh? You said Melvin?
Thank you. Hi. Thank you all for calling.
Hi. How are you?
Thank you. Pretty good. I have a lot going on, but I just wanted to see what any messages that the angels have for me. I'm going through a lot, so I know you all don't have much time, so just
well,
maybe.
Melvin, is there something here about love?
Yeah, I'm interested in a girl that I told her
mm-hmm.
I was. And
all right. Okay, because that's the first thing Divine Spirit brought in. Whoever this person is, it's almost as if the two of you are like bookends, you know, and you both have the same doubts, you both have the same feelings, and you just have to take your time. That's all. Now, is there something
mm-hmm.
else that What else is going on in your life that I can help you with?
Well, I recently got on dialysis,
mm-hmm.
but I had an acute injury. And I just want to know, do you see me, my kidneys improving and I'm getting, well, so I can get off dialysis?
What happened to the kidneys, dear?
I got in an accident in 2019, and it hit me on my left side, and then it jammed. Yeah, and it didn't bother me at first, but when I went into the hospital, I stayed for 12 days, and I got out of the hospital February 3rd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going there now, but all my blood work came out pretty good, so real good. And
now listen, it's going to take some time. It could be a year, and then you should be off dialysis. But I have a prayer that's especially for you now. So what I want you to do is go back and listen to the show. And this is for you. This is for you. You do the clearing prayer. Just do the clearing prayer and do this prayer for your kidney. And it's going to help you as far as your relationship, your money, everything. But we have to start cleansing that kidney. You ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you pray or meditate, who do you pray to? Do you say Jesus, God, higher self?
Yes. Jesus.
Okay. All right. Repeat after me now, because you have to say these prayers out loud. Because you're talking from your spirit and you're telling the universe what you want. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
Gently release all trauma and negative energy.
Gently release all trauma and negative energy.
From the car accident.
From the car accident.
And from my kidneys.
And from my kidneys.
Take a deep breath and feel the negative energies leaving. You've got to take charge of this now. I further command.
I further command.
My kidneys be cleansed and purified.
My kidneys be cleansed and purified.
And brought into perfect health.
And brought into perfect health.
Releasing any negative energies or emotions.
Releasing any negative energies or emotions.
Anything that would interfere with my perfect health.
Anything that would interfere. Yes.
Jesus, heal me now.
Jesus, heal me now.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
And if I'm holding on to any trauma or negative energy.
Holding on any trauma or negativity.
Bring it to the front of my mind so I can release this.
Bring it to the front of my mind so I can release it.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Blog Talk. It's been such a pleasure working with you today. For those of you who are on the line, I hope I can talk to you next week. I'd love to if you had the time. And for now, just know that you have the power to change your life. And we change it using invocations. Invocations, just like the Our Father, is an invocation. And this is what was brought to us so that we could take care of ourselves. Continue saying the clearing prayer, the prosperity prayer. Look for the episode that is the Matrix of Illusion and prayer for angelic deliverance. You're worth it. Whatever is happening in your life, you can change it. If you don't like it, you can change it. If you like it, we can emphasize it and create the highest and best, because you are the highest and best. Thank you. Thank you again.
At AOL.com.
You are seen. You are heard. You are loved for who? You are heard, you are loved.